It's 9 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Ashkan Hobuti with Darlene Morales and Marlena Benjamin. Looking at the weather outside our East York studios, it's partly cloudy, but a lovely day at 9 degrees. Now, here are the headlines. Quebec now has a minority liberal government. A Toronto apartment filled with dead animals is still being cleaned up. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation is in trouble. The Toronto District School Board may uphold a student's expulsion over his Facebook fiasco. And the report of a ferry disaster is revealed. Now here are the headlines. The tables are turning for Quebec, at least in almost 130 years. It now has a minority Liberal government. The Liberals took over about 46 of the 125 seats, while the ADQ had 42. The PQ had 37 in the National Assembly, though votes have been jumping all over the place. This race was a close one. Last night's election stands as a rather extraordinary one for Quebec. Despite some polls predicting a loss for the Liberals, they now take power, replacing the ADQ. Liberals are now looking down on the opponents, such as the Parti Québécois, as the party's votes sunk to 37. A bacterial infection, known to be fatal in the past, has popped up in two Ontario hospitals. The latest outbreak of C. difficile at Mississauga's Trillium Health and Scarborough General Hospital has hospital workers and local residents focusing more on their cleaning habits to prevent further outbreaks. The bacterium has killed 2,000 people in the past 4 years. Lisa Mayhew has this report.
Washing our hands is more helpful than we think. Recent cases of C. difficile, or C. diff as the nurses call it, have hospital officials taking proper precautions when it comes to methods of washing. C. difficile, an infection in the bowel caused by antibiotic use, can easily be spread by people who do not wash their hands properly when coming in contact with someone who has the infection. Teresa Grunross, a nurse in the ICU ward at Ajax Hospital, tells us how C. difficile is usually spread throughout hospitals.
By people not washing their hands properly when they come out of the room after looking after a patient with C. diff.
Experts say the most at risk of C. difficile are older people, usually over 70, and those taking antibiotics. Although it's unusual for younger people to get the infection, experts say it is still possible with antibiotic use, because the bacteria takes all normal flora out of the bowel and leaves C. difficile, which then becomes a serious infection. Granos has good advice for anyone wanting to avoid spreading this painful infection.
You have to be very, very careful and remind everybody to be extra careful. If you are going in to see a patient with C. diff, that you wash your hands very carefully when you come out, you wear all the appropriate isolation equipment that's supplied.
Symptoms of C. difficile are diarrhea, fever, loss of appetite, nausea, and abdominal pain and tenderness. In rare cases, C. difficile can be fatal, and in severe cases, medication and surgery may be required. So always remember to wash your hands. Disa Mayhew, Centennial College.
Cleanup inside a Bleecker Street apartment is continuing. Sunday's gruesome discovery by Humane Society officials led them to 400 pigeons and 250 mice and rats. It's suspected that some of the animals have been euthanized. The eventual find was made only after neighboring tenants complained about the smell. Tenants say there was a lack of action taken to solve the problem. About 150 of the animals are now set free, and some are expected to stay at the Humane Society for a while. Humane Society members say part of their injuries are due to cannibalism from their growing hunger. A report on the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation is showing the flaws and dishonesty that has led to an interesting find. Store clerks across the province are mysteriously winning more jackpots than they reasonably should. There is a notion that says some of the actual winners lost out on millions of dollars because of a few retailers who have been keeping the cash. As an added misfortune, customers voicing their suspicion are shot down, making the issue unsolvable for the past 8 years. The Toronto District School Board is debating whether to uphold Brad Parsons' expulsion. The grade 11 student is the center of a Facebook group, a social networking site. The group exists to degrade and mock the school's vice principal. Four other students are currently serving 20-day suspensions while the fate of Parsons is being decided. A decision by the school's principal is expected by next week. A report into the sinking of the Queen of the North off the coast of Victoria, BC, shows human errors are to blame for the tragedy. Just before the ferry crashed into a nearby island, an order was made to change course. The quartermaster was fumbling with the controls, leading to the ferry's crash. The report says, quote, "human errors were the primary cause of the sinking of the Queen of the North," unquote. And that's the latest news. Now here's Darlene with sports.
Thanks, Ashkan. It was an ugly game for the Raptors last night as they took on the Boston Celtics. They not only lost to one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference, but they also lost by 8 points. Also, adding to that horrible game was the loss of rookie Jorge Carbajosa. The forward broke his ankle after he collided with Celtic Al Jefferson, who was going in for a slam dunk. Ooh, if you look at the replay, he felt awful. Jefferson stole the game at night with 22 points, while Paul Pierce had 23. The Raptors, not so good, with only 15 points by Chris Bosh. TJ Ford scored 28, but not good enough. The final score was 95-87 for the Boston Celtics. The St. Mike's Majors of the OHL slipped back to one game above 500 for the season as they hosted and lost the Windsor Spitfires. The Spitfires' goaltending was tip-top shape, while the Majors' leading scorer set out with an undisclosed injury. Matt Smith has more on this report.
In OHL action yesterday, goalie Anthony Guadagnolo made 28 saves and centerman Brett Liscombe scored the game-winning goal as the Windsor Spitfires beat the St. Mike's Majors 3-2. Guadagnolo, who was recently acquired from the Ottawa 67s, put on quite a spectacle in yesterday's game. Majors coach Bud Stefanski was quite impressed with Guadagnolo's performance.
Their goaltender played well. I mean, there's no question. He came in here on the road and, you know, he shut the door on us.
Majors forward Tyler Donati, who added a goal and an assist for his team, also commented on the Spitfires' goaltender.
I think their goalie did play well tonight. We still need to capitalize. You know, we're going to come up against hot goaltenders every so often, and I think that we need to be able to bury our chances.
The Majors' leading scorer, Justin Donati, was missing in action and was likely the reason why the Majors came out short in the end. Coach Stefanski comments.
You take your leading scorer over any game, it's going to hurt a team. So, it's going to take its toll, and we just have to weather the storm, and Justin Donati will be back in 10 days. We have to get through next weekend on the road. And then go from there.
There was plenty of action last night in the hockey game where Anaheim played the Detroit Red Wings. Dominic Hasek was the big star. He saved his 25th point, receiving his 7th shutout of the season. Pavel Datsyuk led the team to victory with his goal in the second. But it was the fight in the first period that had fans glued to the TVs. That's not the major concern of NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. He says that it's the players' safety that's the priority. Yesterday, he announced his concerns over the amount of injured players. The news comes after the fight that left fans shaken last week, that it left Philadelphia Flyer Todd Fedoruk in hospital. There are only 3 spots left in the Eastern Conference playoffs, and 8 teams are going head-to-head to battle out for the spot. Yes, including the Leafs, who left fans deflated after the weekend. They suffered an embarrassing loss to the Buffalo Sabres on Friday, going from a 4-1 lead to a 5-4 loss. But the Leafs came back on Saturday night. Nick Antipov and Carlo Colacovo led the game with 2 points. Tucker scored the 3rd goal with less than 2 minutes remaining in the 3rd. The Leafs play tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes, hoping to move from their 11th spot up to the 8th. And the CBC renewed its contract with NHL yesterday, adding another 6 years to the Hockey Night in Canada. The CBC will continue to keep the label until the 2014 season. What's going on in the world of entertainment? Marlena Benjamin has all the scoop after the break. Please stay with us.
I'm kind of a hopeless romantic. My husband, he's just kind of hopeless. But I discovered a surefire way to get him to bring me flowers. All I do is call him up at his office at about 10 o'clock in the morning and say, "Hi, honey, do you know what today is?" Then I say, "You don't know?" He says. Then I go, "Well, I don't want to talk to you until you can tell me what today is," and I hang up. Then, just when he's ready to go home, I call him and say, "If you don't know what today is, maybe you can remember to pick up some potatoes at Winn-Dixie on the way home. Potatoes are right next to the flowers. It never fails." He walks in the door with a sack of potatoes, bouquet of flowers, and says, "Honey, I'm sorry. I just can't remember what today is." So I tell him it's Tuesday.
After weeks of suspicion surrounding the cause of Anna Nicole Smith's death, the results are in. The autopsy report rules out foul play and suicide and reveals the actual cause of Anna's death was from an accidental overdose. The former playmate was trying to fight the flu by taking 9 different medications, including a sleeping pill called chlorohydrate, which was the main factor in contributing to her death. The autopsy report also frees Howard K. Stern from some of the allegations that were following him since Anna's death in February, but doesn't necessarily free him from the media's watchful eye. And it looks like another wild night out for Prince Harry as he appears on front page news across Britain. Now, the Daily Mail reports that last Friday, Prince went after a photographer who was waiting outside a back entrance of a nightclub for him after a night out drinking with friends. Prince Harry denies the allegations. Prince Harry. The competition is getting a little harder now as American Idol is down to their top 10. Who will it be? The show airs tonight on CTV at 8 o'clock, and viewers can watch for that. And that's it for me. Now back to Ashcon for the final word.
Thank you, Marlena. Stay tuned to Centennial College Radio News or check our podcasts at centennialondemand.com/radio/CCRN. On behalf of all of us at Centennial College Radio News, thank you and listening, and have a great day.